The U.S. trade war with China has crushed the packaging products industry over the last several months. There's no relief in sight for business owners paying the bill. For Western cities like Phoenix, which have been wholly dependent on the U.S.-China relationship to fully process recycled paper, the trade war is not really about trade. As Heather Van Blocklin reports from KJZZ's Business Desk, it's about business and a hard lesson in how U.S. and Chinese business owners must work together to keep one industry alive.
Brian Boland is a paper guy. He started in paper in 1995, and he's seen things change dramatically.
People hear that you've got foreign investment coming into the U.S., but one thing to remember is that to see growth and to see investment in these facilities that have been here literally since the late 1800s, it's really, really cool. It's really powerful stuff. And regardless of who owns the thing, yeah, that investment is a good thing.
Boland is an executive at ND Paper. He's at ND's Ohio office and says his plant sounds just like any other U.S. plant. Boland's mill had been shut down for decades, now bought and renovated by ND Paper, a subsidiary of Nine Dragons Paper Holdings. It's the largest cardboard company in China and one of the largest in the world, with more than 15,000 employees worldwide, including those like Boland, working out of a newly developed U.S. operation.
A lot of cardboard for boxes.
ND Paper has been quietly buying up closed U.S. paper mills, starting with those previously owned by Catalyst Paper, the Canadian company that still owns the shuttered mill in Snowflake. With an ongoing trade war with China, these buy-ups and buyouts are making industry insiders nervous, understandably. But business owners say the industry needs to be saved by its operators.
I say the business model is broken in the U.S. It's broken. 18 months ago, cardboard was trading for around $150 a ton. Mixed paper and other paper products were trading for around $100 a ton. And cardboard today is trading for about $50 a ton, and those other paper grades are trading for around zero.
Pete Keller is an executive at Republic Services, the second largest waste company in the U.S. and based in Phoenix. 75% of Republic Services' business is dependent on paper. Keller says a lot has changed in the last year.
You know, I would say this relative to recycling. If the material that's being recovered and aggregated and ultimately marketed isn't going back into a manufacturing process, it isn't getting reintroduced as some other product, then it's not recycling.
Prices in the U.S. for recycled cardboard are at a decade low since China stopped buying the U.S. product. In January of 2018, China established a new policy to clean up its own environment and reduce pollution. It includes drastically changing its import policy on recycled paper, in addition to tariffs on paper products. The global recycling business went into a tailspin, hitting recycled paper particularly hard. Joe Judice is the Assistant Public Works Director for the City of Phoenix.
Those products are not selling nearly at the prices that they used to, and in some cases people are paying to move their paper. It's affecting a lot of municipalities, a lot of operations in terms of the revenues that they're accustomed to receiving from selling recycling are not there anymore. And so those shortfalls, for example, in Phoenix, those shortfalls in budget are things we have to make up.
China consumes approximately one quarter of all global paper products. About a quarter of its consumption has been imported, since China does not have the natural resources to keep up with its population. In 2017, China imported 26 million metric tons of scrap paper. In 2018, that dropped to 15 million. 2019 is on pace to drop even more. Judy says the solution to the trade problem is not trade negotiations, but with U.S. mills, which need to produce cleaner products across the country. The mills being bought and renovated by Chinese-owned ND Paper already do, since they produce paper pulp, a finished product that is contaminant-free and can be exported to China as is, even with an added tariff.
And so essentially they're making their new cardboard boxes or products here in the United States and then shipping them back to China to put the toys and other products that they're manufacturing that are going to then get back in the box and come back over to the United States or wherever else people are buying them from. So it's a very unique international trade situation going on there.
Heather Van Blocklin, KJZZ News.
Little boxes on the hillside, Little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.